Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's a topical devotion that we do here on the radio at 91.5 and online. So we just want to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to the program and just say thanks so much for tuning in and being here with us as we do those topical studies of the Bible. And I always like to have a guest with me. It's Pastor Kevin and friends, and I'm Pastor Kevin. So my friend today is my wife, Lisa Radlin. So Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Yeah. So guys, we just wanted to get together today and just throw a topic out and just talk about it on the air and try to help each and every one of us to build our faith, to grow in the Lord, to become better than we were before. So what do you think we should talk about today, Lisa?
I think a good topic would be freedom from offense.
Wow. Okay. So we want to talk about people being offended out there and how to get free from being offended. I'm sure, you know, I've never been offended, and none of you out there have ever been offended. How about you, Lisa? What do you think? Have you ever been offended?
I was getting offended just thinking about this. The more I was thinking about ways that I was offended, I was really starting to
get offended.
Angry.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny, isn't it? But, you know, I think, you know, being offended in life is a very dangerous place for us to be in this world. I think we have to, as believers, be very sensitive to how we feel about people and situations and different things, because I'm just here to say life will hand you offense. It will dangle offense out there, you know, just like bait, and it fishes for you. I know that people out there have struggled with this. So,
and one of the things that I think is the biggest thing that offense leads to is unforgiveness.
Right.
And that's a place you don't want to be. It's not a good place to be when you see someone and that person, you want to avoid them at all costs, or you hear their name, or you just look at them and it just automatically starts getting this feeling in your stomach like, ugh.
Yeah, or you want to block them on Facebook, or,
yeah, it's like, I don't like that person. Oh my gosh, here they come, you know.
Right.
You don't want to be in that place.
I hear you. It's not a good thing. So, you know, I think one of the biggest things that cause offense is sometimes frustration. I think many times we want to get our own way, or we think a certain way and other people don't agree with us, and we become offended because they don't think the same way that we do. But really, do you really want everybody to feel the same way about everything that you do? I think the answer is probably yes, but
yeah, actually, it is.
It is, but, you know, people are not going to do that, you know, and we've seen a lot of different situations in life where people get offended, and you see it really big on social media, I think.
Oh, for
I think
sure.
Well, let's talk about social media for a minute and just how powerful of a tool social media is. It's a powerful tool not just for good, but it can be a powerful tool for bad too. Like, social media can be a huge breeding ground for offense.
You're just minding your own business, just looking on Facebook, and then all of a sudden you see someone post something that doesn't agree with what you agree with, and you're
right.
Just like, what?
I mean, their opinions on, you know, I mean, there's so many topics as believers that we could throw out there. Abortion, gay rights, you could throw out
Halloween.
You know, just scriptures, Halloween. Yeah, I mean, people have a lot of different opinions about these things. But ultimately, I think that we have to look at the scriptures and we have to take on God's opinion, not our own. And if we're, you know, offended for the word's sake, I think that's, you know, that's a way better place than just being offended at our own opinions. So, you know, I think we have to take the bonds of offense, and we have to come at it and learn how to, you know, get rid of it in our lives.
Don't let it lock you up so that you don't have the victory of joy and peace in our lives, because that's the worst place to be, is to walking around with bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So if you look up the word offense in the Bible, it's actually a Greek word, and I'm going to do my best to try to pronounce it, but the Greek word for offend is found in Luke 17:1, and it comes from the word scandalon. And this word originally referred to the part of the trap to which bait was attached. And the word signifies laying a trap in someone's way. I love that because, you know, we can understand these words and look at them and study them. And in the New Testament, you know, it described like an entrapment that was used by the enemy. And that is powerful. You know, offense is a tool of the devil that is made to bring people into captivity. And, you know, even Paul, if you look, instructed Timothy on that, and he said, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel. This is in 2 Timothy 2:24 and 26, and says, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare / entrapment of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. You see, the enemy wants to take us captive.
He wants to,
with offense.
He wants us to have strife with our brother and sister in Christ, or anyone, as far as that goes. He wants us to be in strife, because if we're in strife, we're not walking in love. And so that's the trap that he tries to put us in.
It really is a trap that the enemy uses and he sets. And what are some different types of bait that would be put in a trap of offense? What do you think? Like, I think, you know, that when you're most tempted to be offended by, you know, people that have an opposite opinion of you, or that
could be political,
disagree with you, political offense. There's, you know, just opinions. I mean, look at the whole creation science versus evolution thing. You know, how many people are offended over, you know, the fact that, you know, we believe in creation and they don't.
Right, for sure.
And vice versa, or they don't believe in creation and we do.
What about vaccinations? People talk about that.
That's been a huge
area. What about wearing a mask and not wearing a mask?
Yeah.
And do they really help? And there's been a lot for the past few years that there's been a lot of division over such things.
The enemy is really in, you know, through the COVID and through the, you know, pandemic, used offense as a tool of division for our nation, for the world, really, to divide people, to separate them. And I think the enemy does that. You know, he uses offense to get us away from the crowds and to separate us. And then he comes in and he comes to steal, kill, and
destroy.
You know, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Well, if you want to experience the life of God, you're going to have to experience how to deal with offense.
In Proverbs 19:11, a person's wisdom has made him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. So it's God's glory if we overlook an offense and not walk in unforgiveness.
Yeah, that's crazy. I love that. A person's wisdom has made him slow to anger. So how many people that are angry are actually walking in wisdom? Not many. So we have to learn to, you know, I always say it this way. We have to learn to have a predetermined response.
Yes, that's smart.
And I fall victim to anger all the time. You've seen it. You're my wife.
Of course. I've seen it plenty of times.
Yeah.
More than I'd like to count.
Right. And, you know, it's always a lack of wisdom. And I think it's this, is that we don't have a predetermined response set for what we, you know, the way we're going to react to something. So in turn, we end up just responding out of our emotions. I think a lot of offense is rooted in emotions. It's rooted in how I feel about something, not necessarily what the truth is.
Usually, or your own selfishness as well. The reason you're upset or angry is because something didn't get done the way you wanted it done. Like, okay, the house isn't clean or the laundry isn't done, so I'm mad because I can't find my shirt that I want to wear.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell on myself because back when we were first married, I was talking to you about this the other day. I called it the magic sock drawer because you would open it up and there would just be one pair of socks and that's it. And then I made sure there was always at least one pair of socks in that drawer and one underwear. You had to have that every day. And I was like, I'm never going to let him go. There may not be a whole bunch, but there's going to be at least one clean pair there.
Yeah, or at least I thought they were. I'm offended
me.
By that.
No, believe me.
I'm just kidding. But in Proverbs 19:11, I love the second half of that scripture because it says, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. You know, you can actually overlook offense. You can choose not to be offended in your life. According to Proverbs 19:11, that we have to be on guard. We have to be watching for offense. It's coming. It's almost like one of life's greatest guarantees is that you're going to be offended by somebody today somewhere. They're going to cut you off in traffic. They're going to, you know, get in front of you in line. They're going to, you know, they're going to do something.
They can say the name of the Lord in vain. My daughter and I were at the store, and the lady rang up something, and she just says, Jesus Christ. And we're just like, what? We started to get offended. Like, how dare she talk about my Lord and Savior just
yeah,
because
right?
something rang up more than she thought it should have.
Right.
It was just like we automatically wanted to get angry and was like, wait a minute, this lady doesn't know any different. You know, let's just pray
right.
for her.
Yeah, instead of being offended, you actually recognized
she needs prayer.
She just
needs
doesn't
know.
Know.
Exactly. But at first we wanted to get offended.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Jesus when he was on the cross and everybody was, you know, down there. He's up on the cross and he's looking down at the people that are crucifying him and he says, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
And I think we kind of have to have that same attitude when it comes to offense. You know, we have to look at people and we have to go, I don't know that if they really knew how offended they were making me right now that they would even say that. You know, I've said the wrong thing in the wrong moments so many times in my life. And so I have to remember that there's grace, there's mercy, that God is good, and he can give me the ability, like in Proverbs 19:11, to overlook an offense. Just the easiest way to overlook an offense is what I'm really trying to tell you guys is to say, if they knew what they were doing, they probably wouldn't do it.
Yes. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So we think about how much God has forgiven us. We should just easily forgive the person that said something offensive to us. Just say, Lord, they didn't mean it. Lord, I just trust. Even if they didn't mean it, Lord, I thank you that because you can forgive me, I can forgive them as well.
Right. Well, I think in accordance with the scripture, it says, and be kind to one another. I think we can actually take somebody who is brutally offensive, okay? There are people out there, and you guys all know them, that will, they're just offensive. Everything they say seems to be coming from this negative mindset, this, and they've just been built into this full-functioning negativity magnet, and everything that they say is offensive, but you have to choose before you run into that person that you're going to be kind to somebody when they're offensive, that you're going to let their bitterness and their wrath and their anger and their evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And, you know, then you got to choose to be kind instead of, you know, coming after them. You know.
I like how the word forgive actually means to release, to offer a gift of grace. So you're basically just releasing them and saying that I'm just going to give you grace in this situation.
Yeah.
Just like I've been given grace, I'm going to give the same grace to you
right.
and walk in love. But I was reminded of a story actually that happened in my own life when I walked in the backyard.
Right.
And I don't know if somebody broke something and didn't sweep it up or what, but somehow.
It was me.
It was you. Okay.
Are you offended?
I am mad. You should have picked that up. But there
was
a sliver of glass that went inside my foot. Well, it went in pretty deep, and I tried to get it out, but it was, like, hurting, and you brought out, like, a pocket knife, like, here, let me help you, and I'm just like, no, I'll get it out. I'll get it out myself. I don't need your help.
I would have cut it out for you.
But I decided it's going to come out on its own because I'm not going to dig in. It went really deep, and I'm not going to dig it out. So I started walking a little bit different. Instead of putting my foot the way I normally do, I kind of turned my foot just the right way so it wouldn't go in any deeper and it wouldn't hurt. Because every time I walked that certain way, I could feel it. So I'm like, I'm just going to walk differently. So I started walking differently. Then I noticed, like, wow, my hip is starting to hurt. I don't know what I did, but my hip is really starting to hurt. So I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And then as the day went on, then my back started hurting. Like, why is my back hurting? What did I do? As the day went on, more and more parts of my body started hurting.
Your ankle.
It's just because I'm walking differently, because I have something in there. And that's how offense is in our life. If we have, like, glass, like that offense inside our heart, it's going to cause us to walk a little different. And it's going to cause further pain, and because that bitterness starts getting inside of you. And then you see that person, you hear their name, you just start going over and over in your mind a conversation that you had, how dare they do that to me? Why would they say that about me? And you just go over and over, and before you know it, it's like built this really big problem in your life. Like, literally, all I had to do was get that pocket knife or whatever it was and get the glass out and start walking normal again. But because I didn't want to go through the pain of digging that out, I caused more pain in my life. So that's the way it is. We just have to release that person right away and ask the Lord to help you. Like, God, I don't know how I can do this, but I know you forgave me, so I'm trusting that you will help me forgive this person. And the Bible says, pray for your enemy, so start praying for him.
Bless those that use you and despitefully. Yeah.
Definitely.
Use you, or that curse you and despitefully use you, yeah. I've been looking in the Bible a little bit, and I looked at the story of Joseph. And Joseph was sold into slavery, and he could have walked in bitterness and unforgiveness, but instead he chose to forgive and bless his brothers in the midst of all that. It's in Genesis 50, verse 15 through 22. You want to read that real quick? Let's read it for him.
Sure. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph bears a grudge and wants to repay us in full for all the harm we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave these instructions before he died. Tell Joseph this. Please forgive the sin of your brothers and the wrong they did when they treated you so badly. Now please forgive the sin of the servants of God of your father." When this message was reported to him, Joseph wept. Then his brothers also came and threw themselves down before him, and they said, "Here we are your slaves." But Joseph answered them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant to harm me, but God intended for a good purpose, so he could preserve the lives of many people, as you can see this day. So now don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." Then he consoled them and spoke kindly to them.
Wow, that's crazy. God used a bad situation and turned it in to good in Joseph's life. And I think if we can really truly begin to look at people from God's eyes, people through God's perspective, we can see them the same way Joseph saw his brothers. They're offended, they're offensive, and everything they do just is irking me, and it's making me want to just, but if I can take the heart of God and I can see them through the lens of grace, and I can see them in their lives as people that are just fearful, like his brothers were very fearful. They're like, surely he's going, now that dad's gone, he's going to thwart us. He's going to come after us. He's going to wipe us out. And with good reason, we tried to kill him. Yes. We threw him in a pit and
he
sold him into slavery.
Right.
And then he ended up in prison for years. And, you know, Potiphar's wife even sold him out and lied about him and threw him in prison. So he had every reason to be offended at a lot of different people in his life. And just like us, we have every reason to be offended at people. Some of the things that people do are crazy, and they're hurtful, and they're vengeful. But God is calling us to a deeper level. He's calling us to a higher plane. And he's saying, I want you to walk above offense. I want you to walk above it and allow me to love people through you. Even in the midst of their offensiveness, I want you to forgive and walk in peace And because offense is bait.
Yes.
That's what we talked about. It's luring you into a trap. And God doesn't want us trapped in our life. He wants us free. Because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But freedom only comes, you know, when you are able to appropriate the gospel and the word of God into your life properly. And this is a great story.
The power of the cross helps us to forgive and walk free from offense. We just ask the Lord to help us through, and we thank him that he paid the price for them. He paid the price for us, and we walk free and forgive freely.
Yeah, I think one way that the enemy, you know, keeps a person offended and in an offended state is a lot of times is he wants us to hide it. He wants us to never really talk about it or bring it out, to just bury it in there. And I think that's actually prideful in a way. It's pride, and pride will keep you from admitting, you know, your true heart of offense.
Yeah, someone will ask
you'll
you,
hide it.
How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. You have this whole fake smile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything's good. Everything's just fine. You know.
Right.
When really inside,
you're
I'm
just
not
angry.
Fine.
You know, a lot of times it's anger is the fruit of offense. You are angry. And pride keeps you from dealing with that. It keeps you from actually just going to somebody and going, I'm mad at you. We need to talk about this. And it also causes you to look at yourself with a victim mentality, like they did this to me and I can't believe that so-and-so said this and, oh, they did that and I'm so offended. And I think when we consider ourselves a victim, it positions us to be in the trap.
Right.
So we've got to rise above the victim mentality and actually look at our lives from a perspective of, no, I'm an ambassador for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I am in charge of my emotions. I am going to choose not to be offended. But like it said back in the other scripture in Proverbs, I am going to overlook this offense. And I just think it's powerful when we can learn to do things that way. And it is a true revelation of your heart.
To walk in love.
When you can walk in love and be who God's called you to be in the midst of an offensive world. This world is offensive, but God has called us to rise above the world. He says, you know, that I have overcome the world.
Amen.
So we're going to take a quick break, and let's come back and talk just a little bit more and wrap this up on being offended.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, we are back. And once again, we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors. If you're interested in being a sponsor here at Turn the Light On, you can contact the church office at 321-452-1012 and just let them know you'd like to be a Turn the Light On sponsor. And we can go over what all that it means. We're just so powerfully going through this thing on offense. If people could get a handle on this, Lisa, I think that their whole lives could be changed and transformed. We were looking at a couple of scriptures during the break, man. There's one in Psalms. Why don't you read that real quick?
It's Psalm 139, 23, and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting.
Wow. Is there any wicked way in me? And being offended is a wicked way. I mean, we're just going to call it what it is. You know, if you are offended, you are actually in a wicked way. And it says, God, know my heart and lead me in the way of everlasting, you know, which to me means everlasting life, which is a life with
of
God.
Freedom. It's a life of freedom, walking in unforgiveness and walking in love. It's like you're walking in freedom.
Sure. I mean, Colossians 3:13 says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anybody has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. You know, there's a lot of argument out there that you have to forgive. You must forgive or God's not going to forgive you. And I believe that, you know, God is all forgiving, that we are forgiven in Christ. And I do also still believe that offense and unforgiveness can cause you problems. It's not going to steal your salvation, but it can actually cause you huge problems in your life. And it's powerful to be able to get free from offense and unforgiveness. You got to do it. You've got to, because it's that powerful.
That's so true. And on 1 Peter 2:24, it says, he himself bore our sins and body on the tree that we may cease from sinning and live by righteousness. By his wounds you were healed. By walking in forgiveness, we're walking in healing and we're receiving the things that Jesus has for us.
Yeah, so we have to choose to forgive. If you're out there today and you're walking in bitterness or unforgiveness or offense, Lord, we just pray here right now on the program that you would set everybody free from this trap of offense in their life. We also want to say thanks to John Bevere, who helped inspire some of what we talked about today, but it's really just the Bible. And we hope to see you guys tomorrow at Turn the Light On.
Bye-bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.